Hey everybody, this is Catherine, and you're listening to the Currency with Catherine podcast, the show that teaches you about all things money, but not just money. We approach money through a holistic life lens because all aspects of your life are connected. That's why we bring in other elements like mental health. When you're confident in your financial capability, all other aspects of your life will improve. And we're back again with another episode of the Currency with Catherine podcast. Today, we have Miss LaBrenna Coleman, who is our special guest. LaBrenna, introduce yourself to the Currency with Catherine podcast family.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be a guest on this podcast. I am LaBrenna Coleman. I am your professional life coach. And I say professional life coach because I have been doing this for many, many years. I started off as a nonprofit organization where we help teenagers of all ages, adolescents, young adults, and the adults themselves, while helping the adolescents, the teenagers, and young adults, they're come to find out, hey, there's actual adults out there as well who are seeking guidance or that motivational skill. And therefore, I became a life coach in its own separate business. And the life coaching is called Better You Solutions. And the nonprofit is called Her Movement, Inc. Her Movement, Inc. is geared towards adolescents and young adults, while the life coaching business, Better You Solution, is geared towards young adults and adults themselves.
No, I love that because I know there's a lot of programs out there that focus on adolescents, but it's similar to the foster care system that they kind of age out and then there's not resources out there for them. So I definitely love that you are focusing not just on adolescents, you also help the adults.
Yes, and that was the that you said it perfectly. That's the exact reason why I created both programs, so that no one is left out. Because so often, like you said, agencies or companies are geared towards a certain range of people. And I would like for everyone to seek help, no matter how old they may be, or what their race is, or their beliefs. We are here to benefit everyone in a non-judgmental way.
Yes, I can't say it better myself. So, LaBrenna, like, tell us, I'm sure you've been doing this a very long time. And can you tell us, like, how have you seen a stress affect your clients' lives?
Stress affects client lives tremendously. Not only just clients, but us as individuals, as humans, I don't believe there's one person on earth who have not experienced stress. Now, it's different for everyone. Some may work well with stress. They know their limits, their boundaries. They know how to control it. Some do not work well with stress. They just become overwhelmed and they may do things that are not normal to them. For instance, when you're about to take a test, no matter if you're in high school or if it's a test for your license or just in general for your job, just a basic test. Some people are good test takers. They have no fear. They're not stressing. Some of us, we stress. And the ones who do stress, it can be a good stress to help motivate us to study and focus. And some of us stress too much where now we're overwhelmed and we're so stressed out till we may bomb or fail the test. And that's when it's important to learn your balance of stress. How much stress can you take on? And how do you know when it's too much stress? And how do you cope with that once you realize it may be too much stress?
Yes, definitely. I am definitely on the other side of the person who stresses about a test. Even when I've studied and I feel like I know the information, if I go into a test, like my heart's racing, and then sometimes I may not be able to recall that information.
Right. But
definitely, like in our world today, a lot of people have they have excessive amounts of stress, whether that's from their finances or they're constantly at work. They can't really relax and spend time with family. And I don't think people get that opportunity to actually just take a moment and be like, man, I'm stressed. I need to relax.
Yes. Yes. I completely agree 100%. And honestly, sometimes that's the main reason individuals may come to me to receive life coaching. And it's not nothing that they don't know already, but it's just that extra ear, that extra guidance of, I'm stressed out. I kind of know what I should do, but can you motivate me to do it? And that's sometimes what life coaching is about, is more so that positive motivation, that positive ear, because it's the world we live in. Just being honest, we're not always surrounded by positive people or positive things. We would like to be, but realistically, we're not always surrounded by positive things and people all the time. So when you get geared towards a life coach, that's more so the reason why, because you just want that positive influence around surrounding you.
Yes. So talk us through that. If I was a person that came to you and they're like, LaBrenna, like my life is just feels kind of stagnant right now. Like, just walk us through like your coaching process so people can get a better understanding that this isn't just like how we're doing right now. We're just talking.
Mm-hmm. With my life coaching, I can't speak for others. The first thing is to make sure you're comfortable, because there's plenty of life coaches out there. There's plenty of therapists out there, but there's always one who fits you and your purpose. So it's always good to see who's a good fit for you. So that's the first step, to see if I'm a good fit. And once we get to know each other and when I start filling you out and you start filling me out, we'll know whether I am a good fit for you or if I should direct you to someone else. Because at the end of the day, it's not about myself. It's about the client themselves. So if the client does not feel comfortable with me and speaking with me, we will never get anywhere, because they'll be holding back. They may be hesitant and I won't really be helping. And that's what I really strive on, is to actually help the client themselves, because we will not get anywhere. And then it looks bad on me if I can't help the client the way that they need to be helped. And just because of who I am as a person, I wouldn't feel good at all. I'll feel bad that I'm not doing what I should or could. I try to help the best way possible. And the only way I can help, I'm not the expert of that person's life. That person is the expert. So that person has to be comfortable with letting me into their lifestyle. That way that I can guide them properly. Because I'm, as I mentioned earlier, non-judgmental. I'm not going to assume anything or judge anyone. I allow that person to introduce me into their lifestyle so that I can get a better understanding of how to successfully help them.
No, I love that so much, because I think, especially in the coaching space, that I have seen that there's a lot of people that are like, you have to do it this way. This mm-hmm. is my method. Mm-hmm. Like, this will get you on the path of where you need to be. Whereas that's not particularly what that client needs right. to be able to like step into their purpose and to rid themselves of all these things that are holding them back. So perfect. I definitely love that you take the time to learn about a person. And if you're not the best fit, you tell them straight up. It's not about making a profit.
Right, right. Because that person can come to you, I feel as if it was the ones who are about the money, about the profit, a client can come to you for a whole 3 months and they're getting nowhere. And then they give you bad reviews and you wonder why you have a bad review. So that's why myself, from the beginning, we try to figure out, hey, do you like where this is going? Are you comfortable? If not, there's no hard feelings. we can find someone who is a better fit for you, where you can actually get the help that you're seeking. Because then you're going to look at me as if I'm not doing what I was supposed to do, and you're paying me. That just doesn't sit well with myself.
Right, right. And then also, we're going to move back to the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We've talked about your life coaching. Tell us a little bit more about her movement, working with the adolescent youth. What are some different like groups or sessions that you do with them?
With them, those are my babies. And I say that because we start working with them from the eighth grade all the way into the age of 24, if they allow us to. So we don't let them go after high school. We continue to work with them. We may speak with them once a week or once a month, depending on, you know, life happens, people get jobs. But we try to stay in touch so that they can always have that positive influence or a person to ask questions and lead them down the right way. And I say that because in life, we always have friends, and sometimes our friends may tell us the wrong things to do. And with this organization, the girls and the members, they know they have someone to ask questions who's going to tell them the truth, whether they like it or not, because sometimes the truth may not be something we want to hear, and give them good advice and not just some advice to favor that person in general.
Yes, yes.
And to give more information, her movement does a lot. It does a lot, from helping with finding scholarships, providing scholarships, paying for the seniors' college applications, helping them find themselves. Who are they? What do they want to do with life? Whether they want to go to college or they do not want to go to college. Just letting them know it's okay to be themselves and find out who are they as a person? What's their purpose? And we try to shape them to be leaders in the world.
No, I love that so much, because I think definitely we push 17, 18-year-olds too hard to decide that, hey, at 17, 18, I'm going to take out student loans and I'm going to go to college. And then, you know, college is a slightly different than high school. You actually have to read the books. You can't just open them up and pass the test.
Right.
I know. Right. So then they're just thrown into that new environment. And, you know, and then possibly they may not finish. They may drop out. They have these student loans. And then now we're just getting into these cycles that we don't want those students in. Like, we want them to be successful. We want them to succeed. Cool. So I definitely love your organization. We'll be sure to put the link for any of your donations. We'll put it in the show notes just in case people want to donate to help the youth so that they can, you know, get scholarships and such.
Perfect. Perfect. Because these girls need it, especially the girls that I aim towards helping. They are all, majority of them are at risk, where they come from a single parent home, or they may live with their grandparents, no parents involved at all. So the girls will be greatly appreciated. And we always go on college tours every summer. And the seniors, we try to take them on a senior trip, because some of our girls can't afford grad bash, due to COVID, grad bash is not a thing now. And we just try to expose them to different things. That way, when they're released into the real world, it's not foreign, and they know how to navigate.
Yes, a much needed service. And thank you for everything that you do for the community. You know, it takes a strong person to decide that, hey, I'm actually going to give back. I'm not going to, you know, focus on making a profit. I'm focusing on making a change.
Yes. And I love the way you put that. I guess that's what motivates me, knowing that I'm trying to make a change. One of the things I always say is, I don't want the world to change me. I want to change the world, because, you know, the world has a lot of influence on a lot of individuals. But once you know who you are, your purpose, and you can stand your ground, we are the new generation to change the world and not let the world change us.
Yes, I love that so much. Well, LaBrenna, do you have anything else you want to add or tell us?
Not at the moment. Oh, if anyone can visit the website betterusolutions.org, you can always gain more information. On Monday nights, I was seeking $10 for anyone to participate in Monday Motivation. However, we are transitioning where it will be free and anyone can just donate as they please, whether it's $1, $5, $3, $20. It's up to you all to, we're just asking for donations. And Monday Motivation is based on individuals coming together to get positive influence. And we're just going to motivate each other within that group. It is a safe space and it's going to be limited to 10 people a day. So the first 10 is the first that will be able to enter the room. And that's only on Mondays from 6 p.m. to 7.
Yes, and I'll be sure to put that in the show notes also along with your website.
Thank you, ma'am.
No problem. So that's all we have for the podcast today. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you, LaBrenna, for being our special guest.
Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for tuning in to the Currency with Catherine podcast. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and join the Currency with Catherine Facebook group for daily financial literacy topics. Be sure to visit our webpage to stay up to date on our monthly events and to book a free clarity call with me. Let 2022 be the year you get your finances in order. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'll catch you on the next episode.